real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Hi everyone, it's Brian Howie. Welcome back to the Menopause Playbook Coaching Guys through the hottest season yet. I am here with my esteemed co-host, Sarah Green. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
It's just us. That's not a bad thing. It's me and you. Yeah. You and I? Me and I?
You and I?
You and I? Is that what it is? You and me is not right? I have a very expensive English degree. I should know this thing, but I do not. They didn't teach me. Pete on the controls, is it you and I or me and you? You and me. It's you and me. Well, it's you and me taking this on today. You threw me a little bit of a curveball today with what we're going to talk about, and I'm like, oh, God, there's more? Mm-hmm. There's more? So explain to the audience what we're going to get into today.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that keeps coming up is this, like, really broad span of symptoms that present and how varied they are among the landscape of women during this time period. And then you take, like, the, you know, 10 most common, right? Like hot flashes and the brain fog and the weight gain, right? And we've really talked about those at length, not that there's not always more to, you know, to discuss. But there's some very unusual and lesser known symptoms. And I just was very spontaneously a guest on another podcast. And one of the things that we talked about was the idea of validating women so that they understand that there's not something wrong with them, that there is a physiological reason for some of these very lesser known symptoms. And then equally important to educate men so that they can understand, you know, some of these things that the women they know are going through. So let's talk about some of them.
Like, why is she yodeling?
Right. I don't think yodeling's on my list.
But some of them, though, to be fair and to be careful, we talked about this on a prior podcast where people, you shouldn't just think everything is menopause.
Correct.
And you also shouldn't think maybe this is just aging and not necessarily hormone related. Like if somebody, oh, my elbows hurt, it could be arthritic.
Right.
It's a lot of things that go on the body. The body's a very complicated thing. The female body is an even more complicated thing. That being said, there are things on this list that women are probably like, am I nuts? Is she nuts? And it could be related. So
yes,
let's dive in.
Okay. So internal vibrations or buzzing. So some women talk about a feeling like their body is humming internally or trembling inside without visible shaking. And so interesting, but very likely related to nervous system activation. And we've talked a lot about nervous system regulation. Sleep disruption, hormonal fluctuations, all of those can cause some of those symptoms. Burning mouth syndrome. So a metallic taste, a burning tongue or a tingling tongue, and dry mouth despite hydration. These sound like they're really unrelated to hormones. But what we know is that when estrogen shifts and we have those estrogen changes, they can impact nerve sensitivity and saliva production.
I believe that also could happen during pregnancy.
Because why? What's going
because
on
during pregnancy? Because the hormones are all screwed up. And, you know, it is the same. So a woman should also be like, either you had a very easy pregnancy or you had all kinds of stuff. That is a pretty good way for a woman to understand a man. Like, oh my God, when she was pregnant, this happened.
I love that.
It's the same thing. And I'm not, you know, most men, you probably didn't know your wife when she was 15. 14 and going with hormones for the first time, like a lot of these things. Now you wonder if puberty, pregnancy, and menopause are, you know, similar in terms of both degree and symptom.
If somebody had
if somebody's like, I had a really rough pregnancy, are you going to have a really hard menopause? Or it's just all over the board. Again, somebody who has three kids, they might have had two easy pregnancies and one hard one.
Correct.
You only get one menopause.
Correct.
So I don't know. But yeah, those are symptoms that I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like pregnant.
Good thoughts, Brian. Good thoughts. We've talked about mental and emotional symptoms. And anxiety is a big one. I don't think that's like maybe as well known that there's a relationship there, but also claustrophobia and agoraphobia. So women who have never had anxiety or never had either of those issues, when they're in this biological phase, are experiencing agoraphobia or claustrophobia.
And a lot of that can be like, I don't physically feel right. And that starts a slippery slope.
It is into such a slippery
slope. What is wrong with me? And then you're thinking about it all the time. I get that, you know?
Yeah. Motion sensitivity. So this is one that I think is important to circle back to what you said in the beginning. Motion sensitivity could be hormonal impacted, hormonal imbalance impacted, but it could be vertigo. It could be something neurological. So we want to be really careful, like you said, that we're not dismissing or brushing them off like, oh, this is just a menopause symptom, because if something is really impacting your daily life, I always tell people, like, there is something to be said for the intuitive voice inside of you. If you do not feel right, do not ignore that.
Right.
Ignorance is not bliss.
Right. And then you have to think of, I don't feel right. That doesn't necessarily mean I don't feel the way I did 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. Trying to fight to regain your 23-year-old body isn't necessarily a winning thing, are you? And that leads to stress, anxiety, and all these kind of things that the physical and the mental, and you believe this as much as anybody, are really always tied together.
Totally.
Then you're dealing with the emotional of the hormones. You're not a hypochondriac and you're not nuts, but a lot of times you will notice things that don't feel the same and maybe misinterpret that as they seem off or in pain or different or whatever. So again, a lot of this is asking questions of yourself. A lot of this is
and listening.
Guys
asking questions
part,
and listening
of your partner, like, how long have you felt this way?
Yes.
Was there another time? Yeah. Did you go through this when you were pregnant? Have you ever felt this way before? Is it every day? Like, you know.
You bring up a great point also, because I think that that lends to the importance also of logging symptoms. I'm a big believer in writing things down. It's very easy for all of this to become quite blurry. And if you write them down, whether it's just keeping a digital note in your phone or keeping, you know, something on your nightstand, but writing down these symptoms and how frequent they're occurring and when they're occurring, is it a morning? Is it a daytime? Do you know, because that's how, when you walk into a clinician's office, the more data that you bring, the better they can serve you.
Right. And that is writing down everything from what time you went to bed to what did you have to eat to what did you do in terms of exercise. A lot of people are like, oh my God, I can't eat dairy anymore. Well, maybe you can't have dairy with alcohol anymore. Maybe you can't have dairy with fish and chips anymore. You know, there's a lot of things that can change. Everybody's body changes. But, you know, if you're going through, you're going to have changes that come with menopause. Like, there's no doubt about that. And as the man, you're not supposed to be a medical professional, but you can be sort of a medically curious about all this and asking her questions and also helping her. Try and write things down, like, you know, with her permission. Don't walk around following her with a book, but, you know, try and be like, do you mind if I also try and keep a log of what I've noticed?
Yeah, all good points. One of our first guests was a functional neurologist and spoke to us about the impact on the vestibular function and migraine pathways. And so that's why things like a woman who has never suffered from car sickness or motion sickness before all of a sudden is starting to not feel well. Even sensitivity to screens, sensitivity to noise and light and to a digital screen, and then feeling just like a little bit off balance. Those all are related to vestibular function and definitely worth exploring. Have you heard about the electric shock sensations? Have you ever heard this?
Like, no.
Like, so women feel
static?
Women feel like they get a zap or like a sudden jolt in like a limb or a body part or even in their head. Have you, no?
Well, I just thought I was doing something right.
So
I thought it was just me.
These can overlap with nervous system sensitivity and then obviously sleep disruptions. So if you are not getting quality and quantity of sleep that's required, then obviously some of these symptoms can be even more heightened. We talked about increased sensitivity to light and noise. So interesting, right? Like, how does that just come about out of nowhere? Have you heard about like women who start to get really annoyed by the sound of chewing?
Yes.
That's actually a proven menopause symptom.
Really?
Yep.
Because there's a because there's a certain frequency.
Well, it's more about nervous system overload, like a hyper, like they're hypersensitive.
So something they might not have noticed earlier, it's a level only dogs can hear. It's a level only menopause can hear. Yeah, right. That's true. You're dialing it up.
So you take heightened sensitivity, right, with the nervous system, and then reduced resilience for stress. And you put those together, and that's why, like, the person next to you is chewing is driving you bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
So close your mouth when you chew, Brian.
Okay.
Smell changes.
Changes in what she can smell and changes in how she can smell.
Heightened sense of smell, which, mm-hmm. again, kind of is in alignment there with, like, heightened sensitivity to noise. Suddenly hating certain scents. Interesting.
And again, that, again, bringing up the pregnancy thing, that is,
yes.
a pregnancy symptom.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that you're making those correlations. Increased perfume sensitivity. So I've actually heard this. Many women who were perfume wearers their whole life, they had to stop wearing perfume. Have you heard about that?
Because it was too much. They were overwhelmed by their own smell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ugh. How many times have you heard about women who say they just can't drink alcohol like they used to?
Always. But the body body does lose the ability to break it down, mm-hmm. the way it used to, right? But does menopause heighten that?
It's a histamine reaction, right? So whether it's a flushing of their face or their skin, anxiety after they drink, a lot of people end up getting congestion and headaches after they've had alcohol consumption, or a racing heart, mm-hmm. after only one drink. All of that has to do with histamine reaction. So I think it's a sign that, like, I mean, we are, like, completely inundated with information about what a toxin alcohol is.
Right.
And I've seen just a tremendous movement. I talked about this on my previous podcast. There's a movement, and you might be familiar with this from LA, called Sober Curious, mm-hmm. right? Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Right. And or LA Sober, right? But the idea is that we're getting more and more information about alcohol being such a toxin in the body. And so in line with that, everyone pursuing, you know, greater health and well-being, those things just don't match up. So, like, my Instagram is filled with advertisements for cortisol gummies and have you seen, like, these cannabis and hemp drinks? And so, you know, there are alternatives. Medical marijuana has become a huge thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a matter of kind of navigating, like, what makes you feel well and what makes you feel unwell.
Yeah, a lot of times the challenge with sobriety is giving up the social aspect.
Yes.
What are you doing? You know, a gummy in a bar is not quite the same thing.
Correct.
And you want to be around other people and you want to, you know, do that. That's for everybody to sort of find their own path on that. But you have to be aware it's not just you, and it's not just, you know, you're going through it. The frustrating thing and the challenging thing for the women, I have to be like, will this change back?
Yes.
Will I get my smell back?
Be like this forever.
Right. How long will my elbows itch? Like, that's got to be the frustrating thing.
And, you know, we have learned by speaking to so many different clinicians that this isn't forever, right? There's a reason that the term postmenopausal is a real medical term, right? There is an after chapter to all of this. And one thing that we've learned, I think, on this podcast is that, like, things could get even better.
They can. And sometimes something becomes your new normal. And sometimes your new normal, a lot of things, is just the reaction to the unfamiliar.
Right.
And that's between the partnership, too. If you were just not familiar with her reacting a certain way or acting a certain way, it is getting familiar with sort of this new way that she reacts to data, stimuli, all of these things.
New normal.
Happens.
New normal. You know, hormones affect mucous membranes and skin integrity. And so one of the, I think, I don't like using the word weird because I feel like it has a negative connotation, but one of the more unusual symptoms are itchy ears.
Oh, that's weird.
you can say it's weird. You can
Itchy, like?
Deep ear itching. Dry ear canals, or a feeling of pressure or fullness in the ear.
And that is just because it's a hypersensitivity thing again?
Well, it, mucous membranes, right? We talked about like dry mouth. So the amount of hydration not consistent with what you're actually like consuming, the body is just dehydrated. And then the integrity of the skin. Like we know as we age that our skin thins, right? So kind of a combination of all of those things.
Yes.
Gum problems and tooth sensitivity. And the oral health changes are very under discussed in terms of perimenopause and menopause. So that's interesting. I think we need to get a dental expert on to dive into that.
You probably need more. I mean, you should always hydrate more. But as you get older, do you need to
more hydration? More? Right.
Right. And so a lot of, you know, the sensation that if you're not increasing your hydration, a lot of it's just you're sort of drying out.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we had a doctor of physical therapy on and we spoke about frozen shoulder. And that was actually the most common symptom that he sees in practice that correlates to menopause. Not so well known. I mean, we discovered that through that episode and I've certainly heard about it, but I think to the general public, frozen shoulder is actually a very common symptom. So that's interesting. So those are my top 10 or 12 unusual, lesser known symptoms.
I know, which is good because you're just like, oh my God, why does my hair hurt?
Yeah. Bringing you know? Light to the less known.
Yeah. And again, we hormones and changes to your nervous system, you can react differently one day, one year, one month, one decade differently, no matter what. So you're never always just going to be like, oh, this is why this is. Mm-hmm. But you have to be hyper aware. All of this is vigilance from both of you, from the men and the women, asking questions, why is this like this? And see how long it lasts. If just one day you have itchy ears and you don't have it again.
It could have
just been the humidity.
Right. You know, I heard this term recently before we wrap this episode, and I thought about how it relates to menopause, and it was the feeling of being energetically bankrupt.
And that's different from tired?
Maybe it's just, you know, an elevated linguistic around that same concept, but I just think that the intensity of that language lends itself to validating what so many women are feeling. It's so much more than just being tired for a lot of women.
Right.
You know, so I think that.
And the tired triggers the brain fog sometimes too, where they're related symptoms. They're not necessarily separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tired is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, moms, a lot of, you know, postpartum depression, a lot of it comes from pure exhaustion.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when the purpose behind this podcast was, you know, educating men, bringing men, inviting them into a conversation that they've been left out of for way too long, with the hope that we're creating a better understanding, a sense of compassion. And so I think when we think about the language that we use in this conversation, right? That terminology of energetically bankrupt really resonated. I'm so thankful I've shared with you. I wake up, I'm like just a ball of energy, but I do a lot of things to contribute to that, right? But I know so many people that are suffering from, you know, just extreme fatigue. And it's real. And it makes it hard to work. And it makes it hard to participate in relationships. It makes it hard to want to go out and be social. And so there is just this like, just like you said earlier, like a slippery slope of what these symptoms create.
Now, is somebody like you who is hyper aware of their body and pays attention to all aspects of it, are you more likely then to notice something
to feel what
off? I'm like. You're like, oh, my God.
That's a very poignant question. And without turning this into, you know, an episode about Sarah's health and well-being, I will say that I am acutely aware when I don't feel like myself. And that comes with both benefit and challenge.
Right. That your margin for error is a little bit different from everybody else.
Yeah.
All right. This was good.
Yes.
As far as us, like, share, follow, please review this podcast. Your reviews mean a lot to me, Sarah, and in the podcasting ecosystem. Shoot us an email, themenopauseplaybook@gmail.com. If you've got questions, thoughts, comments, or weird symptoms that you have noticed, and we'll try and tackle them with one of our personalities on the air. Because at the Menopause Playbook,
we're coaching guys through the hottest season yet.
See you next time.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.